This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club.
Son of.
It's painful on your knees.
The thought of you on your knees is a wonderful one.
Yeah. Doop, with you.
Poop on you and then eat it.
That is fertile.
This is malicious fecal distribution, bro.
Wow.
She poops out of politics.
Boy, things are really looking up around here. One, the Blazers now have Carmelo Anthony.
And Mike's sports pants runneth over.
And he's one of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
Isn't that what I'm supposed to say? Am I supposed to be... So, I'm a homer now.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah.
So, he's one of the all-time greats, and this is a great signing, and... I don't even know how to, like, be positive about it. He's a fat-ass F who never plays defense, who still thinks he's good. What could possibly go wrong? Dude, they're nuking the season. They are nuking their season already. This is a tank job. That's what this is.
No, this is not.
They're tanking.
They had no other option.
It has to be.
There is no other
option.
Mello. The best is some of the people on Twitter. This is where Twitter is great. Because there is a lot of Blazer fans that are legitimately jacked over this.
Are they really?
Yeah, that think this is...
Are they idiots?
I think they're a bit misguided.
Can I call anyone that thinks this is good an idiot?
I think
because I'm going to. You're an idiot.
I think they're a bit misguided.
Dude, that guy sucks. And not only did he suck when he was good, he sucks now because he's fat and old. God! Carmelo Anthony? By the way, here's why I said things are looking up now.
Yeah.
We just got flashed a pair of Hooters back here at the window.
Yeah, there we go. Those were for you. Those were specifically for you.
What? Did you see that?
No.
Mike missed him. Yeah, some guy's holding... we know him. I don't want to name him, but he's a guy who we know who brought his girlfriend by, his wife. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Special lady friend.
And he knocks on the window.
Yeah.
And I turn around because my back's to the window. You see him. You say, hey, Rob. And I turn around and she dances. She pulls up her shirt and dances around with her... Yeah. Boobies are flopping around.
Those were for you.
And he was holding his phone flashlight on them. And I was like, oh, well, that was fantastic.
Well,
thank
that
you.
Is fantastic.
So well, thank you.
I gave him some duck tickets, so.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was a little thank you.
Now it's all coming together.
Couldn't it come to my window, unnamed listener? Come on.
Yeah, well, they're probably listening right now. If you're still in the parking lot, turn around. Mike feels a little lonely in there.
I am by myself.
Yeah,
I also
maybe
have my own window.
Yeah, maybe a little longer next time.
I thought there was good shakeage, though.
Oh, there was great shakeage.
I'm going to go a good four count for Mississippi.
Couple of up tops.
Look, I think it was enough that if we were playing backyard football, we could have rushed the quarterback. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Yeah, you're solid.
Tell you what, man, that never gets old.
No,
it's seeing boobs.
Yeah, it was great. Last time that happened, we were out at. The Independent NCAA
Yeah, but that
tournament.
Was that wasn't full boobage.
Oh, that's true.
That was covered boobage.
Covered.
Which I thought was, you know, look, why even lift the shirt?
Childish.
It is. I mean, really?
We're all adults here.
What do you think this is, Victoria's Secret?
No, that was all natural.
Somebody said, now go sign Mutombo to fix the defense.
No, there you go.
Mutombo and Mello. Where's your answer?
What's Kevin Willis?
I am so excited about this.
What's Kevin Willis up to?
Give me all of the Mello.
God.
Pinwheel Empire just tweeted out, say goodbye to ball movement, say hello to more hero ball. That's right.
That's right. Dude, listen, Melo's going to come out there and he's going to think, he's going to be like, oh yeah, here we go. I'm going to show this league what I still got.
Hey.
And he's going to be like, Damian Lillard, wait, who is Lillard? Get out of my effing way. I'm Carmelo Anthony. Give me the ball.
Yeah.
And then he's going to go 11 for 4. He's going to go 11 for 45 and score 22. And everybody's going to be like, see, 22. He shot 45 times.
I just love seeing all the different reactions. This was Quicks. First blush, this seems desperate because I think the team's biggest deficiency on defense. But what the hell? Let's get crazy.
He's like a cicada. He's been gone for 16 years. He's been gone for 16 years from winning a title, 2003. 17 years, he's back. He's going to win another title. Let's go, Blazers champions. Let's go.
Rob, I feel like you need to add some more whimsy into your life and embrace us like the rest of us.
He's a fat effer.
That's all. Mike, I'm going to go on like on Fanatics and see if I can order us a couple Carmelo Anthony t-shirts.
Yes.
I refuse to wear a basketball jersey, but I think I can dial up a couple of XXL Carmelo Anthony Blazer tees once they become available.
Let's go.
Me and Mike are on board with this. The Jews and the Mormons unite. We're doing this. Getting behind Carmelo Anthony.
Well, I'm on board for the train wreck factor.
It's going to be great. Look.
I mean, they're already crappy to watch.
Who do they have? Houston next? Is that their first game on the road trip?
That's funny. Because he was just there.
Yeah, he was just there. And they got rid of him after like 10 games. So he's going to be motivated. And let's be honest. There's some games coming up where you're not going to be paying much attention, but now you will. Now you're going to be paying attention with Carmelo Anthony. And Rob, don't feel left out. I'll get you a Carmelo Anthony t-shirt too. we'll get three going at once. Come on.
I'll wipe my ass with it.
Embrace it. I'm going to get you the black one then. The white one could get stained in a hurry. Maybe there's a nice red for you.
I will say, I watch the Blazers anyway.
You will certainly watch
them. I will definitely watch now.
Sprague is in. This is the foot fetish of NBA moves. Time to see how Rex Ryan we all are. Damn right. This got way, way more interesting. I'm excited. I feel like you're in shock. By the way, have you seen a photo of Carmelo Anthony lately?
Oh, let me guess.
Seems a bit...
He's fat.
Seems a bit swollen. If this is... someone circulated a photo that it was from him playing, I think, just working out, and I don't know how much he's been working out. Well, that certainly derailed the show. I would have thought the uptops would have derailed this, but no, we kept going right through that.
What if he comes out and he's awesome?
Oh, he
will. Just kidding.
He will.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Unbelievable.
You just don't know until you see it.
He did say just the other day I saw him. He was on TMZ. He said that he guaranteed he was coming back this season.
So he goes to the third worst team in the West. Does that tell you anything?
Soon to be the champion.
Get your odds in now.
From 4-8 to 4-12. Brought to you by Carmelo Anthony.
Have some faith.
Faith in what? That he'll be fat, won't play defense, won't pass, will hog the ball.
From 4-8.
I have faith in that.
To 74-8. Let's go.
Look, clearly, much like Kansas.
70 straight wins coming up on the docket.
Much like Kansas football. Look, the freight train has left the station, and good luck slowing down that momentum. On the plus side, you don't have to watch Tolliver play anymore. And maybe not little Mario.
Yeah, I think this is more of a Mario Hezonja replacement here.
Well, Tolliver was already
benched.
Give
me Mario.
Really? Yep.
Yes.
Really?
Yep. I'm telling you, you're going to be longing for Mario Hezonja when you watch this fat effer. I'm telling you. It's true.
I will never. No one will ever.
You know who else is excited about this move? Hassan Whiteside. He's like, finally, another lazy guy. That way I don't have to work.
That will be interesting. Who is lazier on the court? Carmelo Anthony or Whiteside?
Oh, it'll be Melo.
It'll be Melo?
Yeah.
He just stands in the corner and claps, like at the Y. It's ball. Right here.
That's kind of what he does.
Come on. Yeah. Stand in the corner. Spread the floor.
All right. Well, let's get back on track here.
Try to refocus after that.
After those boobies.
Good luck.
Someone said, are you sure those up tops weren't Carmelo? good times.
Something is at a record low in the United States, and I've got Beverly Hills Cop news for you guys.
Really?
Yep.
Boy, yep. That's a kind of out of left field.
Is it?
I guess he is making a bit of a comeback.
He is.
Coming to America 2 is filming, like currently, right now.
So we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Today.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
Someone asked the question, where's Meta World Peace?
Hey, I'd take him. He's a junkyard dog, man. He's a warrior.
What is the big...
Dude, I'm serious. I bet you. How old's Carmelo?
I think he's 36.
How old's Meta? I bet you Meta World Peace is better than Carmelo Anthony right now.
Carmelo Anthony is 35. Let's look at Meta World Peace.
He's probably 50. I don't care.
Has Carmelo Anthony ever seen someone stabbed with the leg of a scoring table?
Exactly.
As Ron Artest has.
That's the kind of mentality the Blazers need.
Is that his real name, by the way? Did he change it to Meta World Peace?
I don't know.
He's 40, by the way.
Ron Artest, only 5 years older, I'll take his ass. Give me him.
Probably play better defense at 40. I don't think he's going to score.
Guaranteed. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, exactly. That's what you need, defense. Look at the Browns.
I know, I'm not happy about flags. This.
Look at my Browns.
I know, I'm a little worried because I
took... Oh, did you bet on Pittsburgh?
I took the Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
I took the under, so far that looks okay.
Mike. 40...
41 and a half.
41 and a... Well, I'd say these over-unders are so low.
I know.
You should have seen... I saw that and went, ooh, that's too low. And I looked at the slate of games this week. There's some that are in the 30s, and I was like, oh,
crazy.
It's not that low.
No, that's pretty low, man.
It's about average for the NFL.
Is that a touchdown there? All right. Well, I need to touchdown.
Yeah, would
Carmelo
you?
Anthony has thrown me off my game.
You really have. Normally you are...
I'm going to start going to games and interviewing him.
Accept Carmelo into your soul.
Well, I'm going to have to. For a couple days. Until he flames out. I'll tell you what. Here's what's going to happen. He's going to get hurt. Fat MF-er. He's going to get hurt.
He's in great shape. What are you talking about?
He's been training the whole offseason.
Uh-huh. Ooh, this is interesting. So there's more Woj bombs coming out. I'm sorry. Normally we do the club is non-sports, but this is one of those things that it
takes over.
It takes over. This is from Woj as well. Sources tell ESPN, quote, Adrian Wojnarowski, Damian Lillard went to the Trailblazer management.
No. This is fake.
This is fake?
Yes. Look at the actual Twitter handle.
Ah, damn it.
Read it anyway. I don't care.
No, it was just that Lillard demanded that they sign Carmelo Anthony.
Who's the Twitter handle?
It's at Sexy Troop Lover.
Yeah, never mind.
This is Sexy what?
Which is, I can't say his actual Twitter name on the air, I don't believe, but he's a very famous troll sports account, at Barry McBlank.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would have seen
that. That's his secondary account.
See, the one right below it, I would have seen it because it said he was going to leave to focus on his rap career. I just thought when I saw the beginning, I was like, dude, Lillard went and demanded it? Because honestly, that doesn't seem that far-fetched. That Lillard at this point would be frustrated and would be like, look, go get some help.
Dude,
go get Carmelo Anthony.
I seriously cannot wait to see Damian Lillard's face when he not only has to deal with Hassan Whiteside's dumbass, but now Melo's ass. Lillard's head's going to explode. It's going to explode.
Lillard may have wanted this. I mean, him and CJ a couple years ago were...
They've been championing this for a couple years.
Yeah, maybe. But again, then he's going to get on the court with Carmelo Anthony and go, oh.
Look, you're using a lot of logic right now. I need you to throw that out.
Fat, doesn't play defense.
And get excited.
Hogs the ball. What else? What could possibly go wrong?
About Denver Nuggets, great Carmelo Anthony.
The TNT people just put out their logo of the Blazers, and it's Lillard on one side, CJ on the other, and right smack dab in the middle. Carmelo Anthony.
Let's go.
Yeah. We're a number seven.
Look, this makes me so happy. I know. What about in reality? I know Brandon logically Roy this is to? Probably a terrible thing.
Brandon Roy, good call.
But I love every second.
Go
of
get
this.
His ass.
Yeah, I just don't get his knees. No? We wanted the season to get more interesting.
If Brandon Roy got bionic legs, could he play in the NBA?
Like Darth Maul legs? Yeah.
Would they allow him to play?
Sure, why not? I don't think there's any like Oscar Pistorius kind of Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Sort of things.
Why doesn't he?
Well, you can't. Pistorius ran in the Olympics.
Well, there you go. What's Roy doing?
I think the you might have a hard time starting and stopping on the hardwood with those blades. Slide to a stop. Be playing tennis on clay. You'd have to do the Nadal thing.
It'd be a good opportunity for like Nike and Adidas and all the shoe companies to make little shoesies for those things.
Blade shoes.
Be all the rage. People would be taking their legs off so they could buy some.
Well, for heaven's sakes, why doesn't modern medicine come up with something to regrow some cartilage? Come on.
All right. Well, that's enough of that. Crap.
Sorry, we were derailed. Well, it's interesting.
Rightly so.
It is like your...
Hate him.
Yeah, there is never... Hate we've him. Been doing this for 15 years. I do not recall an athlete that you were more against than Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. No, he's number one on my list.
You're not alone.
If you want to see, like, the poster child for what's wrong with the NBA,
there.
Look at him. That's him. Right there.
I'm going to need you to stop slandering 2003 national title winner Carmelo Anthony. Please.
By the way, that title was over Kansas.
Yes.
Maybe that's what this stems from.
Well, he's more mad at Hakeem Warrick than Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, Hakeem Warrick blocked. Kansas had a chance to win that game. Hakeem Warrick blocked Michael Lee, Portland native Michael Lee's three-pointer at the buzzer.
In the left-hand corner.
Yeah. That was a crazy game.
And if you watch that replay, it's a pretty amazing block. He is nowhere near him, and then all of a sudden his hand gets to it.
Would you rather have Warrick at this point than Carmelo Anthony?
Hakeem
Will
Warrick?
You stop this?
Yeah.
You're on my side,
wasn't
Sue. Wasn't
Jerry
on.
McNamara on that team? I'll take him.
Yes. He was also amazing. He's now an assistant coach.
Dude, that guy, in that game, Jerry McNamara might have had 25 at half.
Little white dude?
He made everything. Hate him, too.
I think we now know where this stems from.
Let me look
from.
That up.
Your irrational hatred of the greatness that is Carmelo Anthony.
No, I just think he sucks. Good scorer. That's
wasn't Jerry Mack just like a sophomore in that game, too? Wasn't he still early in his
was
career?
Jerry, who's he like a sophomore in that game, too?
I'm asking the question. You don't need to mock me.
A lot of tension right now between you two. My tension is, can the Pittsburgh Steelers please score and cover on this?
James Conner, questionable to return.
Here's the problem with the Steelers is their offense sucks.
Juju Smith-Schuster dead.
Now he's out. He's been concussed.
Oh, my God. He's not moving.
For Pete's sakes.
He'd be better than Anthony.
Actually, you probably... Oh, yeah.
Dead Juju Smith-Schuster? Yeah. Better than Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah, that's helmet to helmet. Yeah, he's in a world of trouble. I'm in a world of trouble. I don't think I'm winning this one.
Melo had 20, 10, and 7 in that game against Kansas.
What if someone... This is another interesting point. What if this is the GM bro getting back at you after all these years?
It might be.
What if he was sitting around...
It's a lost season
he's
anyway.
He's like, look,
let's
this season sucks.
F-Rop.
I'm going to get that MF-er.
I'm tired of this. Sure, I got him fired from talking ball, but it's not enough. Revenge is the dish best served cold, and you just got a big helping of it, my man. Take that from the GM bro.
Yeah, McNamara only had 18. He hit 6 threes. I think he hit all 6 in the first half.
Just in one, like 5-minute stretch.
Mike, can you name anyone else from that team? As a Syracuse fan?
No, it was before I really cared about the Cuse because I was young.
Ooh, Mike admits he doesn't even care.
But I don't really remember, no. Who else was on that team?
Billy Edlin.
Okay.
Josh Pace.
Okay.
I remember Josh Pace.
Yeah. The names are familiar.
Yeah.
Keith Dwaney?
Don't know who that was.
Nothing.
He had 11. Craig Forth, Hakeem Warrick, Jerry McNamara, and...
Melo.
And Jeremy McNeil. And my Jayhawks were the Aaron Miles, Michael Lee, the Portland guys.
Yeah.
And then Collison and Heinrich.
Kansas was the better team.
That was a win.
Kansas was so good that year.
Well, not good enough.
Melo in that tournament was just unstoppable. He single-handedly got
there. Yeah,
Yeah. You want to, Melo, like, for all the one and done talk, like, Melo was a legit, I think he ruined all the one and done talk, because Melo was a legit one and done who went there, knew he was only going to be a year, and took them to the title.
Yep. And now, and that, so and after that set that, the bar.
Yeah, that set the bar. After that, everybody's like, whoa, just do what Melo did. Melo was that special.
Yep.
And well, so now we think...
Well, and look, to be honest, he was good in the NBA.
He was amazing in the NBA.
There was a 10-year stretch where Carmelo Anthony was amazing.
Time out. Let me just clarify something.
Yes.
When I say Carmelo Anthony sucks, not only do I mean it, I'm just saying, look, he was obviously a really good NBA player.
Yes.
Worthy All-Star.
He's a 10-time All-Star, 6-time All-NBA.
But dude, he never won anything. He's a lot like Hassan Whiteside in a sense that...
Oh, he's a lot better than Hassan
Whiteside. No. I'm just saying, in a sense that Whiteside puts up 22-11, and everybody's like, whoa, 22-11. Hassan Whiteside is a liability. Hassan Whiteside will never win anything. Pat Riley is laughing at the Blazers for taking Hassan Whiteside's contract. They dealt with his ass for 8 years. Melo is the same type of guy where he's going to get you a ton of production. He is one of the more adept scorers that we've ever seen. Like, that guy he was awesome. But he never won anything.
No.
And it's because he was selfish. He didn't play defense. He was me first. He was, a lot of times, hollow production. That's what Hassan Whiteside is, and that's what Carmelo Anthony is.
And I guess all I would say was that he was a much more productive... Carmelo Anthony, the first 10 years, was a really, really good NBA player.
Sensational player, yeah. But not. Here's the best way to put it. Carmelo Anthony is a sensational basketball player, one of the best in the world, but is not a guy I would ever want on my team.
And has not...
Ever, even at his peak.
It hasn't been good for 7 years. I mean, it's...
Right.
Hall of Fame?
Probably, because of all the points. Yeah. I mean, how many points does he have?
Let's look this up. Similarity scores? I'm going to look through his career.
And I know people want the club, but it's I don't know, man.
Yeah, it gets...
I don't think it's happening tonight.
It gets derailed by
this. Think next. Let's take a break.
Yeah, we'll put a pause.
Yeah.
Let's turn the page.
Carmelo Anthony is 19th all-time in the NBA scoring.
But he's gay.
I don't think he is.
Wow, there's breaking news.
Yeah, that would be breaking news.
19th.
19th all time.
Let's put the Carmelo thing to bed then.
Ahead of Reggie Miller, Jerry West, Patrick Ewing, Ray Allen, Allen Iverson, Charles Barkley.
Yeah, okay.
When we come back tomorrow, you can be outraged all over again.
When do they play again? Is there a game tomorrow?
I think their game is on the weekend.
Is it Saturday?
Because they had to travel.
All right. Club 1080 maybe next. Here's Mike.
Saturday is their game.
Okay, a couple things we can move on to. Oh, by the way,
you okay over there? This Carmelo thing has really...
Did you just have another stroke on the air?
It's possible.
I was going to say Anthony Nimick, but Andrew. That's not his name. No Andrew Nimick tonight.
Andy Nimick.
He is hurt.
Shouldn't he be playing hurt, though? Would he pull a hamstring?
Blank is at a record low in the United States. Go.
Oh, well, I would say, like, off the top of my head, like, unemployment, but you won't be talking about that story, so that's not going to be the case. Blank. What would you bring up that would be at an all-time record low that would be...
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with me, really. I just thought it was interesting. We've talked about it before.
Have we?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well,
drinking.
Ooh, you're close.
Smoking?
Yes. Smoking.
People are smoking the sticky icky, though.
The cigarette days?
Okay.
You got it right.
Does that include vaping, or...
No.
I guess we can't vape
cigarette.
Anymore.
Cigarettes. Cigars.
Yeah, no one's...
Cigarettes.
No one smokes cigarettes anymore. It's all about the vapes.
Yeah, maybe that has something to do with it, the vaping. But, among U.S. adults, cigarette smoking has hit an all-time low. Only 34.2 million adults still smoke cigarettes.
I will say, that doesn't it seem a bit odd when you see someone out and about smoking now?
It is weird.
I do have a little bit of that.
It's like, whoa.
We have people in the office that smoke.
Yeah. And there's only like three left, though.
Yeah, and it's like you pull up to work, and you see them outside, and they're kind of huddled up smoking.
It's every time I pull up, they're always outside.
Yeah, and like, I'm like,
and by the way,
it doesn't make it. It shouldn't be any sort of indictment on their character, who they are, or whatever. But isn't it there always a little bit of you that's like, really? Like, you're outside sucking down a heater?
If you took our office, and you folks listening can do this with your own offices, but if I told you guys there are going to be three smokers in this office,
yeah,
and we take all the people that you know here, those are the last three people you would pick as the smokers in this office. Nah, not true.
One of them.
Of them for sure.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you smoke. We know. We know.
Yeah, but the other two, though?
Yeah. They
don't you think?
They throw you for a little bit of a curveball.
It's like, wait, they smoke?
Yeah, huh?
But they do.
Yeah, because a lot of times smokers have a, they got a look about them.
Yeah. I mean, like, if Anthony from promotion smokes, it's like, okay, I get it.
A little rough around the edges. Well, like Patrick smokes the hot corner.
Yeah, yeah. And he looks like he smokes.
And Patrick, if anyone has never seen Mike's wonderful co-host, you would look at him for half a second and be like, I guarantee that guy's a pack a day.
And yeah. He just recently quit, too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Really?
Well, he went back on it again.
But he's trying.
He had quit for like 6 months. So he had actually hit a pretty good. It might even been longer than that.
Because he's one of those two that when he walks by you, you know, he smells like cigarettes.
And a brewery.
Yes. All kind of mixed into one.
It's because he works at a brewery and he smokes cigarettes. So there's the smell.
Which at times, because it's not, cigarette smoke is not, or cigar smoke, whatever. It's not an inherently good smell. But in the right context, it can kind of. There's something to it where there's a small enjoyment.
I've long said, and I think, I think you were listening when I've said this. I've said this multiple times. The smell of cigarette smoke is wonderful to me. I love it. I absolutely love it.
See, I'm not.
No, I don't like take giant whiffs of it. But when you get a whiff, like walking down the street or you're at a game or something, you're like, oh yeah. To me, I'm just like, oh. Casino.
Yeah.
But too much of it obviously sucks. But generally, that smell. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about your Steelers bet. You know what the beauty of this is, though?
For Pete's sakes.
You can bet live. Get your money back. Chase your money.
Yeah,
go back into the app.
Back right now.
Yeah. They're probably offering you a bet back.
Probably.
You should take it. Steelers aren't winning this game.
Steelers are not winning this game. It's through another pick.
So I just love the occasional cigarette waft. Mm-hmm. However, having smoked, they smell nothing like they taste.
Yeah.
They taste awful. But, I mean, it is awful.
But if you find someone to me that smokes on a regular basis and they smell like, that is an awful smell.
Oh, terrible.
It's horrific.
And their car, everything smells like it.
Yeah, that's an awful, awful smell. Like, I don't mind a cigar every now and then. But I don't like to smoke in my house. Like, even though if you have one cigar, it's not going to stink up your house. But that's an outdoor activity. I'm very paranoid about that getting into the fabric of things. It's not a pleasing aroma. Although I will tell you that cigar smoke, much greater than cigarette smoke. Like, you go into a cigar shop, that is a wonderful smell. Someone said they work in healthcare, half their office smokes.
No question.
Yes. That is
no question.
Nurses, doctors, which is odd because you would think that they would be the last people that were smokers.
I am married to a nurse, and let me tell you something.
Unhealthy people?
Well, it's not that as much as they just don't. The whole adage of they will not take care of themselves, mm-hmm. like they're the last people to go to the doctor or like preventative, like they are the worst. They're the my wife is the worst, and she knows it.
Yeah.
And I tell her, I'm like, baby cakes.
She's like, shut up, man. I gotta get down this pack of red apples. Bite me.
That's pretty much how it goes.
You gonna put a filter
Don't
on
judge
that?
Judge me.
Candy ass. Judge me. Rolling her own. Mrs. Rop over there. This hard living. Yeah, but I have... found that to be true.
They are the worst.
Well, it's weird. Like, if you go to your doctor and your doctor is, like, obese, isn't it, like...
My doctor's kind of fat.
Is he? I was like,
And I was like, Yeah. You're a cyclist?
There's certain professions that it undermines it a little bit. Doctor,
he's a great dude, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. And that has no impact on his doctor. He may be the best doctor in the world, but if you're a new patient and you go in and your doctor's like, look, you need to lose some weight and you got to stop smoking. You look at you and he looks like Chris Farley. You're like, whoa, 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 what?
Okay, mellow.
Yeah. What are you telling me here? The other one is like personal trainers. Like you go to a gym and you see the person.
No, they got to be in shape.
No, they don't.
I've never seen one that isn't.
Yeah. I've seen them all jacked.
They're always jacked up.
No, they're out there. You ready, Rob? They're out there.
No.
That's the lady. That's the lady.
No.
Let's do this.
Hold me.
Let's do this.
No, man. I've seen the out of shape personal trainer, and that to me is a trip.
I got bronchitis.
I love me some missed field goals. Let's go, baby. There's been two missed field goals in the game.
Hey, Mike, your under is looking pretty good.
Yeah, so far.
Mike needs the under, and I need Pittsburgh to come back and lose
without
this thing.
James Conner and Smith-Schuster.
I'm telling you, dude. 13-14. Go in there. Let's do this on the air. Open your phone.
I didn't
do it on the line.
I didn't do it on there.
Oh, you did five dimes?
Yeah.
Oh.
The problem is that I have not fully made the switch over because I can't bet from home, and I can't I can't bet on college. So
yeah, I get you.
I've really just kept it up, and then next year I do plan on making the full switch over. Hopefully they'll have college by then. And I had already loaded up my account because the app didn't come out until like week what?
Like six or seven.
Six or seven.
Smith-Schuster out for the game, by the way.
Okay, right now you can take the Steelers plus 600 to win.
Really?
Hey. Dude, it's the Browns. They're terrible. Do it.
I got caught doing that the other night. So I hit both my picks on Sunday. And when I looked and checked the app, it was when the Rams had just gotten the ball back with 50 seconds to go, with the down by five or whatever the score was in that game. And the Rams were like plus 600. And I was like, sure. They like instantly threw a pick. And I was like, well, good for live betting.
Steelers plus 12.5.
It's not bad. Down 14. What's that?
Oh, that just pays you. It's just 120. So you got to bet 120 to win 100.
Yeah. Plus 12. It's not too shabby.
Or you could drop $1,300 to win 100 on the Browns just winning. All they have to do is win.
That's what it is right now?
Minus 1,300.
Yikes.
They're up 14, dude.
I'm not sure. You trust in the Cleveland Browns?
Hell no.
No.
Have you seen the Steelers in this game?
Steelers offense sucks. But, you know, Baker will give them back a couple.
Well, Pittsburgh has had their opportunities. They keep shooting themselves in the foot.
Nice bet, idiot.
I know.
Don't you love it when people do that?
Jackass.
They cherry pick your picks. They're like, well, with me, you can't because mine are all bad.
Yeah, they're all terrible.
With you, it's like... You're 19-10 against the spread. You Pittsburgh, you suck. You're terrible. You can't pick S. I follow this girl, Kelly in Vegas. Do you follow her at all?
I don't. Kelly in Vegas?
Yeah, she's
Twitter?
Twitter? Yeah, on Twitter. She's a hot. And now, I don't hold this against her, but she's a K-State gal. But she's one of those Vegas, like, insider types. And she does bets. And she has her own plays and everything. And I follow her. And she... is hilarious because the people, and I'm sure she gets it worse because she's female. All these guys go at her. Like, she could be 6-2, right?
Yeah.
Against the spread. Because, you know, the old adage is, a gambler, you know, you
better
go.
Better than 50%.
Well, no, you got to be at about 55, 56, 57% to make money.
Yeah.
And then if you're hitting over 60%, you're hot. You're on a run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like you win every game.
No.
Far from it. It's money management and being smart, and she's pretty good, I think. I don't know. And she posts her pick, and she could be like 6-2, and then some guy would be like, terrible pick on the Steelers, idiot, bitch. You know, and she'll post it and clap back at him, and it's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, people
are the worst.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
It's if you give we're on here for 4 hours a day, you make all kinds of predictions, and... You are 100% right. It's the cherry picking fans that you, if you're on a heater, no one will say boo. But the moment one goes south, they come out.
More respect for you if you say right up. Like if you said, I like Pittsburgh tonight, and somebody says,
That's terrible.
Dude, that's terrible. Right off the bat, yeah. But they wait for you to be wrong. So you can be right 15 times in a row and they won't say anything, but then that 16th time, idiot!
I knew it all along. I totally knew it.
Bitch!
Did you have money on it?
Good times.
I still have hope.
Good times.
I will not.
Yeah, they could win this
I'm
for
not
sure.
Writing this. I don't need him to win. I just need him to lose by less than three.
Oh, that's right. They were getting points.
Yeah, getting points.
All right, John wraps it up next, I think, on The Fan.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Browns up 14-0 on the Steelers. If they win this, they will be 4-6.
This just in, by the way, Mason Rudolph sucks. Throw the football.
So what if the Browns go on a run? The Browns will be 4-6, and then three of their next four are against Miami, Cincinnati, and Arizona.
I mean,
with the fourth being Pittsburgh again.
We did know their schedule got a lot lighter at the end of the year. I think I saw they have one of the five easiest schedules remaining.
Yeah, they play Cincinnati twice. They play Miami, Arizona, and then they have Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Hey, what are you doing? You okay? Last night you were sick or something?
Are you dying?
Yeah, I'm laying in my deathbed right now.
I'm sorry. What do you have? Do you have the flu?
I think I brought back the Ebola virus from Vegas. I think we caught something because Heather's sick tonight. Last night, Heather, I didn't even know Heather was on the radio last night till this morning because she wally pissed me.
Yeah, she claims that no matter how hard she tries to wake you up, she cannot do it, which I don't see how that's even possible.
Nah, there's a few, I'm not going to say every time, but there have been a few well-documented times where she has not been able to wake me up.
Yeah, she said that she had to drive herself to the hospital with like a gallbladder because you wouldn't wake up.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. So I got up in the morning and like I went in the bathroom to like get ready for work, and she was in the bathroom already, and she was like combing her hair, and she had like the hospital bracelet on, and I was like, "What? Where'd you get that?" And she's like, "I've been in the hospital all night, you jackass," and I'm like, "What?" So apparently she was having gallbladder attacks, and
that's unbelievable. So she tried to wake you up.
Yes.
And you but I guess my thing is
she went to the ER. She waited. She was seen. They decided to release her and send her home, and she came back home, and I was none the wiser.
Wow. I guess my thing is. She must not go far enough. Like, if she hits you over the head with a frying pan, you're going to wake up, right?
Well, and I've said that too, right?
She just doesn't go far enough.
Right. And that's, look, I love my wife. I'm not going to cast any dispersions in her direction, but I think she enjoys this narrative. So
yeah, right.
It wouldn't surprise me if there was a little bit of, "Hey, John, wake up." "Oh, nope, he's out. I'm going to the hospital."
Just can't wake him up.
To be fair, John, that is unbelievable that she went to the hospital, came back, and you were what is your deal?
I was sleeping. What do you mean? How aware are you during the night?
I'm aware that someone went to the hospital. I mean, for heaven's sakes. So what you're basically saying is anyone that wants to rob and murder my brother, just show up in the middle of the night, and you can basically do whatever the hell you want.
If it was just me, yes, but I have a wife and a dog who will wake up and try to stop you. So, but yeah, that's totally true. I did not know she went until I saw the hospital bracelet on her wrist, and I was like, "Where'd you get that?" And then, like, three nights later, she had another attack, and we took her, and she ended up having her gallbladder out. But that particular night, they sent her back home, and, like, she was gone all night. I had, like, if I would have woken up to go to the bathroom, like, at 4... I wouldn't have known where she went. Where'd she go? The car is gone. Maybe she left.
John's family gets attacked, and it's going to be like that episode of The Simpsons. Like, John's family is going to be all tied up, and one of the kids will be like, "Oh, my God, they've drugged Dad." No, they haven't. He's just sleeping and won't wake up.
Yeah.
Have your kids ever tried to wake you up?
Well, yeah, because you remember the great, I left her at the hospital or at the airport
yeah.
night?
Yeah.
So when she was calling, like, Jackson was up trying to wake me up, and he was like, "Dad won't." He was like texting mom. He's like, "Dad won't wake up." Like,
this
what
is
do I
fascinating,
do?
Absolutely Uh-oh. Fascinating yeah. to me. Oh well, all right. Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's damning evidence against you being one of the worst husbands of all time. time. Well,
well, I don't think he can help this.
You're one of the worst husbands without getting into the bad stuff, like beating and any sort of abuse. Just general malaise of husbandry.
It's not his own fault, though.
Yeah, I'm sleepy. What do you want me to do?
And again, I still think their family can wake him. If they really want to wake him up or have to, they can. He's just sleeping. I mean, I get that he's hard to wake up, but he's not impossible to wake up. That's crazy.
Thank you, Isaac Gropp. Once again, you are wise and you are fair.
You're welcome. All right, have a good night.
All right, see you guys.
I love your body. He didn't sound sick either.
No, he didn't. I'm questioning the whole illness that was there last night. I don't know about anyone else. Come on!
Well, Andrew Nemec is off tonight, so no recruiting with Andrew Nemec tonight.
No, apparently he's sleeping and no one can wake him up.
We're back tomorrow with Colin Wilson of the Action Network and Joey Harrington in studio. I don't think so.
No, he's on the phone.
He's on the phone again.
And I believe the big Carmelo Anthony interview as well.
Are we going to have him on tomorrow?
I'm going to reach out to the Blazers and see if I can arrange this. I wouldn't hold your breath.
All right, it is 6:57. We're back tomorrow, 3:7 on the Fake Night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Where the big swinge, W-S-I-N-J.
Thereby, you see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.